Moses implored the Lord, his God, saying, "Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. And all this land that I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage.'" Last Thursday, the scriptures and this reflection were talking about the devils and other voices competing for our attention. This week, we are asked to consider the gods and idols we worship. If last week was about temptations and uncertainty, this week seems to be about our own deliberate choices. Like the Israelites in the book of Exodus, we too are capable of building our own golden calves and worshiping them. The God of Abraham and Sarah, Moses and Miriam, Isaac and Israel offers us a pretty satisfying covenant relationship. Simply, "Be my people and I will be your God." Even the way God wants to engage with us is pretty simple. Is there anything easier and more profound than believing God is love, God is almighty, God is truth, God is forgiveness? You, God of majesty and glory, are the only one we worship.
Peace. Thank you.